Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf? Real simple songs, you said.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We give God the glory this morning. Amen. For his grace, for his mercy. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. And we bless and praise our God this morning. We give him all the glory. I want to welcome all of you. Amen. Glory to God. Let us give God some praises. Let us exalt his holy name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Mashiach. Yes, God. For your mercy this morning, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. And I just ask, Lord God, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit, glory to God, will take his rightful place this morning, Lord God, because he's the honored guest here this morning, Lord God, hallelujah. And without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit into our lives, glory to God, to make a difference, glory to God. So we thank you, Lord. We just ask, Father God, that you will touch us all from the crown of our head, Lord Jesus, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you would give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding, Father God, that only comes from you, Father. We bless you this morning, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do on this radio show today, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name that we're going to exhort you, Father, on this day, because this is your day, God. This is your day that you have set aside for us, Lord God. Hallelujah, to come together, be unified. Hallelujah, as a body of Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. This morning, hallelujah, we're going to go to John, the fifth chapter. Glory to God, starting at verse number 1-9. Amen. Glory to God. But hallelujah, let's give God some glory this morning. Why don't we just go and just lift up our hands before the Lord Almighty God and bless his holy name. Glory to God for a brand new beginning. Thank him for life. Thank him, glory to God, that you are still here. Thank him, glory to God, for all the efforts of the enemy over the last year that you are still here. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord. Worship him. Magnify him. Glory to God. But for him, you won't be here right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are here. Oh, yes. The enemy has failed over our lives. Glory to God, because God is with us. Amen. He is our protector. He's our shield. Glory to God. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Bless him. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his holy name. Thank him for all he did. Glory to God in the past. Glory to God. Thank him for the ups and downs, for the mountains, for the valleys. Thank him for your health. Glory to God. Thank him for your strength. Thank him for your provision. Glory to God. Thank him for your food. Come on, people of God. Thank him for the air that you breathe. Thank him for the accommodation. Thank him for the clothes you wear. Thank him for your protection. Thank him. Glory to God for security. Thank him for the journey and the mercies of God. Thank him. Glory to God. Thank him for sleeping and waking us up this morning. Thank him for answer prayers. Thank him for the prayers that are yet to be answered. My God, I give him glory this morning. Thank him for testimonies. Thank him for your joy. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. He is worthy to be praised. Thank him. Family, thank him for your church. Come on, people. Thank him for the place of work. Bless his holy name. Thank him for where you live. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. We give him glory. We give him honor. We give him adoration. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Thank him for the eyes that could see and the ears that can hear, the mouth that speaks, the hands that still move, the legs that still walk. Bless his holy name. My God, I give him glory. He is worthy to be praised. Thank him. Glory to God for salvation of the soul. Thank him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank him for sanctification. My God, thank him. Glory to God for uplifting, upholding, defending you, fighting your battles. Come on, somebody.
somebody. My God, I give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank him for even for the enemies known and unknown. Glory to God that he has kept and set. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank him for preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. He's worthy of the praise. Thank him for the Holy Ghost. My God, bless his holy name. Bless the holy name. New beginnings, new year. Come on. Year of overflow. Overflowing with joy. Overflowing with blessing. Overflowing with laughter. My God, hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Are y'all with me this morning? Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Amen. Praise God. We start our morning off with giving him thanks and praising his holy name because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. Let us go to our pastor's scripture this morning. Hallelujah. I'm excited of what the Lord has already done. Thank him for the overflow, the overflowing with joy, overflowing with his blessing, and overflowing with laughter. That is going to be our thing today. Overflowing with laughter. Amen. Let us go to John, the fifth chapter, starting at verse number one. The Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these laid a great multitude of impotent folks, glory to God, of blind and halt and withered and waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity, glory to God, 38 years of infirmity. And when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Ah, my God. He saith unto him, will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. Glory to God. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, come on, Holy Ghost, another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise and take up thy bed and walk. The Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Hear the word of God for the children of God. Very briefly, if I could get an amen from somebody, a hallelujah from somebody, glory to God. I want to reason, amen, glory to God, for God to rewrite or we say change our story. We know that God can step in and Jesus can step in. The Holy Spirit can step in and change them in our lives. My God, I give him glory. So my brothers and sisters, whatever Jesus has done for you, it is worth talking about because Jesus has not done. He's not done. Yes, somebody say he's not done with my life. My God, I give him glory for whatever he has done for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to be quiet and to be reserved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we see the problem, but we don't see what God is doing. My God, I give him glory. Because when Jesus does what he does, he does not do it for nothing. But he does it that mankind may report it Glory to God. You will receive your testimony. Somebody say, I'm going to receive my testimony because Jesus has stepped in to my circumstance and he rewrote our story. Come on, somebody. Have you ever been in situations where you feel like you're never going to come out of things and all of a sudden Jesus steps in and you don't even know how you got out of it. You don't know how it worked out for you. Glory to God because Jesus stepped in. Therefore, whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about. My God, I give him glory. If the Lord has and answered your prayers, lifted your burdens, and those that he didn't lift, and he gave them strength to bear the cross. Come on, somebody, my God. If the Lord has led you into the green pastures of plenty and you walk beside the still waters and you had peace and when he prepared a table before you and the presence of your haters dried up your tears, mended your broken heart and made out, glory to God, a way out of nowhere, made your enemies, your footstool. Oh, come on, somebody, reach up and give the Lord Jesus a shout. Jesus rewrote some things in your life. In the text before us, Jesus rewrites a story of a man who was lame, and glory to God, and in by doing so, he reveals to us his divine power, his power over time, because man had been in this sad condition for 8 years. Can you imagine, praise God, being in a situation so long? We always complaining, how long, God, is I'm going to be in this situation? This man was in this situation for 38 years, and glory to God, but God can lift you. Glory to God, at the point of time, God can mend it. God can do whatever he wants to do. Praise God. 38 years in a sad condition. Amen. Praise God. And his condition was older than Jesus in time. Glory to God. On earth, the records reveal that Jesus is on his way to the feast of the Jews. For he had just rewrote a story before. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Of the noble man's son in Cana of Galilee by speaking life into his son's situation 20 miles before in Capernaum. And John says that he entered Jerusalem by the sheep gate. Come on, Holy Spirit. And there by the sheep gate was a pool called Bethesda. And at the pool was several groups of people who was blind, who was halting and withered. But Jesus, come on, my God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus saw a certain man today, that person could be me, could be you, and Jesus looks on us and he sees our problems. He sees what we go through. He sees you right where you're at, people of God. But Jesus focused and he sees this man. God has a pen in his hand. Somebody say, God has a pen in his hands from the foundation of the world. Amen. Praise God. And he begins to pen your story with the pen that no one else can erase but God himself. My God, I give him glory. Aren't you glad that man don't have the right to judge your life or move the circumstances or glory to God or move the chess pieces or where they want them at or move your life where they want you to do or be over your life? Praise God. Aren't you glad that Jesus, amen, praise God, when he's ready to bless you, no one can erase it, no one can move it, no one can hex it, no one can vex it. Glory to God, because Jesus came aboard. And when Jesus want to bless you, nobody can stop you. My God, I give him glory. Yes, for this man is in a situation that only the Lord can fix. And I wonder, is there anybody here today that ever found yourself in some situation in life that only the Lord can fix it? Oh, come on, somebody. We look to the heavens and say, Lord, you're the only one can do it. Lord, because sometimes God has to put our backs up against the wall. My God. God, I give him glory. That we have to totally depend on him. My God, I give him glory. No one can help you out of this. No one can pull you out of this. Nobody can catapult you out of it. Only God himself, only the Lord Jesus Christ can bring you out of a situation. Only he can fix it for you. And you wonder, praise God, God, hallelujah, are you still there, God? 38 years and this man is in this place and he's by the pool and he's waiting for someone to put him in, my God. But Jesus stopped by. And I wonder today, praise God, and thank God that he can fix it for us. If the truth be told, if someone here, even on this line, you're here because God sent you, not by chance. God is here. Who is sick in your body? It might be someone who has been struggling for years. Who is struggling with financial issues? Struggling with legal issues, struggling with a wayward child, struggling with demonic attacks and glory to God from the point of hell, struggling in your health, struggling in your marriage, struggling on your job. Maybe, glory to God, your mind isn't settled. Maybe it's been going in circles of failure for years and never finishing strong. Glory to God, there's times in our lives, amen, praise God, yet quarter that we feel that we will not, glory to God, get where God wants us to go, praise God. And the word that God has for us today, he's about to come into our lives. He's about to rewrite our story because he's about to flip the script. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God. I thank you, Jesus, in your story. Notice. The man at the pool had been there 38 years. He had been sad for 38 years. But Jesus passed by the sheep gate just to rewrite his story. Well, the first thing we notice is the Lord poses a question to him. He asks the man, do you want to be made whole? Can I ask us the question today? Glory to God. Do we want to be made whole? For the word whole is the opposite of the word shattered. And so Jesus is saying to him, I can see that your life has been shattered for 38 years, but you are ready for me to take your shattered pieces. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and transform you into a masterpiece. Can I transfer you or transform you into the masterpiece that I designed? Shattered and broken into many pieces, damaged or destroyed, exhausted. But the shocker is instead of the man saying yes, he begins to focus on his past, which suggests that he's not ready to get up because he has been content with his past. Jesus don't want us to be content in no place. He don't want us to settle in nothing. He wants us to always advance in life. The Holy Ghost. He wants us to always move forward in life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Instead of the man saying, yes, glory to God, he looks at his past and glory to God. But when the Lord is about to rewrite the story, not even you can stop him. Come on, people of God. My God, I give him glory. When God is ready to snatch us up and snatch us into a place, amen, not even ourselves can stop God, because the promise of our lives has to come to pass. Even though Jesus asked the man five word questions, questions, and the man gave him 26 word answers. Jesus tell him to rise, take up thy bed and walk. And that word for somebody here this morning, praise God, the Holy Ghost, because your past story got you lying down, but Jesus is telling you to get up, get up, get up. Can I talk to somebody this morning that feels like they're just stagnant, that they just want to stay in that place, they don't want to try no more, they're content, praise God. Yet, the past story got you locked out, my God, but Jesus is the key to let you back in. And glory to God, your past story got you sick, but Jesus is the healer who declares that by his stripes, come on somebody, by his stripes you are healed. Well, not only will Jesus flip the script and rewrite your story, rewrite my story, but the text also suggests that what used to make you cry in the past, Jesus will give you the reason to shout about it in the future. So point unto them, let's go to Isaiah 61 and 3. The Bible says, to appoint unto them that mourns in Zion, that mourns in the church, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Jesus wants to be glorified in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, God is raising me up out of the ashes. Amen. He's ready to beautify my life. He's getting ready to give me joy for my morning. He's giving me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He's getting ready to redress me. Come on, somebody. Give God the praise. Come out of the ashes. Come out of the morning. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost. Come up with your praise. Don't sit there content. Glory to God. God wants you to move forward no matter what circumstances you're in. Praise God. This man lay at the pool of the stair. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Day and night, no one there to put him into the water when the angel came to stir it up. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord? Because sometimes God don't let other people help you. Glory to God. But sometimes, amen, praise God, he will give you that one. But this particular time, amen, praise God, Jesus stopped by. He focused on this man. He was sitting there for a long time. Glory to God. He said, I don't have nobody to help me. I don't have nobody to put me in the water. When the angels come to stir up the water, there's no man to put me in. My God, I give him glory. But Jesus took notice. Notice. Jesus didn't just tell the man to rise, but he told him to rise and take up his bed. Take up your bed with him. And you see the brothers and the sisters, glory to God, the bed had been a sore spot for him because the bed held 38 years of tears and hurt and pain. Come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost. It's God talking to somebody that feel, praise God, content with their circumstances. It's God talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you look at this man's condition, he was worse off than we were. Glory to God. He cannot do nothing. Who knows how he got to the water? Who knows who took him back? So who knows who he had to beg? Who knows who he had to ask for food? How many times, amen, glory to God, that God has to come and tell us, glory to God, that we are blessed. We can do for ourselves. My God, I give him glory. But if you cannot do for yourself, Jesus will come by. He will give you help. He will touch your body. He will touch your mind. He will touch your soul. Glory to God. But Jesus tell him to take up his bed. And the reason why is that 30 years, glory to God, of this bed being carrying him. This bed is carrying him. But glory to God. Can you imagine? Praise God. Every night that he go home, the bed is soaked with tears. He's hurting. He got pain. Glory to God. Think about the man, amen, the 38 years that's been there for a long time. And glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we have a heart of compassion to know, praise God, what's going on with somebody else's life, and we can see the hurt. We can see the pain. We can see the tears. They cannot get up. Can they go, Moshanda, Holy Ghost? They cannot do for themselves. But God will say, somebody, Jesus will stop by. And the reason why is 38 years, the bed carried him. But when Jesus rewrote his story, now he's carrying the bed. Hallelujah. In other words, what used to make him cry would not now be the source of his shout. Because every time he would look at the bed, he would remind him of how Jesus rewrote his story. It would remind him what Jesus had done. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end of all things. Thank you, Jesus, when our back is up against the wall, that you step in, amen, praise God, that there be no more tears, that there will be no more hurt, that there will be no more pain. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It reminds him, glory to God, of what, every time he look at something, and you know how sometimes, praise God, we get in our mind, and every time we think about something, amen, praise God, it reminds you of what the Lord has already done, how he has moved you from one place to another, how he has blessed you, how he has fed you, how he gave you a bed. That's why I praised the Lord when I came on, because all the things that he has already done, we're looking at the problem, but not the problem solver. Jesus, if Jesus can do this for this man for 38 years, he carried his bed. Come on, my God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This man, praise God, answered the Most High. When Jesus stopped by, he was able to carry his own bed. In other words, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. What used to make him cry is now the source, amen, praise God, that he will shout for joy. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody that feels, amen, that they're in a situation, glory to God, that they'll never get out. They're in a situation where Jesus won't stop by. They're in a situation where they see, glory to God, there is no hope, but there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we just trust him to do what he do in our lives, if we just let it go, glory to God, and give it over to the Lord, we will shout for victory. We will shout for joy. My God, I give him glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Aren't we blessed today? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Aren't we loved today? My son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remind us, Lord Jesus, when you have stopped by many times to help us. Remind us, Lord Jesus, when we thought that we could not make it, you stepped into our circumstances. When we thought that we could not be healed, but you healed us anyway. Glory to God. Aren't we glad today that he still has healing power, that still created miracles that's waiting in our lives? My God, I give him glory. The Holy Ghost. We come with a shout this morning because every time we will look at that bed, glory to God, it remind him of how Jesus changed his story. It will remind him of what Jesus has done, what Jesus was doing, and what Jesus would do and continue to do. Because we serve a God who can take the problem of our past and make him become the source of praise in our future. My God, I give him glory. Oh, come on and bless the name of the Lord, people of God. My God, things are getting ready to flip in our lives. Well, not only will Jesus flip the script in your story. Somebody said, Jesus, I thank you that you're going to flip the script in my story. You know, when somebody, glory to God, begin to write a story or write a play, amen, praise God, they begin to get a pen and they begin to get it right now. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And they begin to write that story out. This is what Jesus is doing with our life. Glory to God. Somebody, I want to tell somebody today, here. The Holy Spirit says, this is not your last day. You think that you're going to stay in that same state. My God, I give it glory. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus said, glory to God, the same way he raised up that man. Glory to God, he quoted the Messiah by the tomb of Bethsaida. He can do the same for you. Don't make no mistakes of the power of the Holy Spirit, that he's able to raise you up. He's able to touch that body. He's able to take you through. My God, I give him glory. Well, not only will Jesus flip the script in your story, he'll take what used to make you cry in your past and give you a reason to shout about it in your future. Somebody say, my future look great. My shatoda da bashando Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Better to the end of a thing than the beginning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But the text also suggests that when Jesus rewrite your story, you have to tell it. And glory to God. Somebody say, I'm going to tell it. I will shout it on the rooftop. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Are we ready today to testify of the goodness of the Lord? Once this healed man left the presence of Jesus, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He made his way to the temple. My God, it called on the Messiah. On his way to the temple, the Jews were saying to him that it was not permissible for him to be carrying the burden of this pallet on the Sabbath day. They had their own rules, people of God. He had carried the burdens of the sickness for 38 years, and no one criticized him for carrying that burden. Glory to God, but look at what happened. Soon as he got up, Holy Ghost. Now they're criticizing. It's not lawful for you to carry that bed. Glory to God. You've been sick in that bed. Glory to God. And that's how people is today. Once you get out of that sick bed, once you get out of that place of stagnant, once you get out of, glory to God, of those burdens, of heartache, the pains, the disappointment, they don't want to see you do nothing else. My God, I say thank you. That's a wicked spirit. The spirit of envy. My Satan about Shanda Holy Ghost. But here today, but just when he started to carry what was visible reminder, glory to God, of his past, the religious hypocrites began to criticize him. This healed man did not put his pallet down. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Once God has done what he's done in your life, praise God, get caught in the most time. Don't put it down. He told the Jews that he was following the commands of the man who had healed him. But if Jesus had the authority to call the sickness out of this man's body, he also had the authority to tell the man what to do on the Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath day, people of God. Anything is possible for God. There's nothing impossible for the Lord Jesus Christ. After all, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And Jesus is the master of the Sabbath. Oh, come on, give God the glory this morning. He is the master of creation. He's the master of your home. He's the master of your finances. He's the master over your children. He's the master over your job. He's the master over everything because he owns everything. He told the people, glory to God, after all, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And Jesus is master of the Sabbath. Once this healed man met Jesus in the temple, oh my God, he began to confess him before men. He left the temple and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Oh, you're ready, people of God. I'm ready to be made well. Glory to God. And Jesus asked your question today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Be thou made whole today. He made him well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Will you be whole today? Jesus is writing the bestseller. Glory to God for you, which makes a New York bestseller. Come on, somebody. You know when they write a book, amen, praise God, they're quick to put it on the New York bestseller. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. May our life speak for us today. Will we laugh again? Come on, somebody. somebody. Our trials are turning into testimony. You will laugh again. You will dance again. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. My God, I give him glory. You can choose to walk in the plans of God and have a life of victory. That's why Jesus came. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. Tell somebody today, glory to God. I'm getting ready to walk in purpose. Whatever my bed was, praise God. I'm getting ready to pick up my bed. I'm getting ready to walk out of this thing. Glory to God. I will not stay here. I will not be content with the state that I am in. My mindset has to shift. Come on, somebody, my God. There's a paradigm shift of the mind. Glory to God that we're the Lord of Messiah, that you know that God and Jesus can do it for you. The Holy Spirit is working for you. Embrace your change. Embrace the life change. Get ready, people of God. Some things that we have thrown it overboard. My God, I say thank you. Somebody say, throw it overboard. Whatever's stopping you today, throw it overboard. These enemies of your future, throw it overboard. That pride, throw it overboard. That bitterness, throw it overboard. That unbelief, throw it overboard. My God, I give it glory. Are you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready to get up and change the channel? A lot of times people, oh yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord Jesus. A lot of times, praise God, we would sit and get comfortable. And we would tell somebody else, can you have me a remote control so I can change the channel? Well, now, people of God, it's time to get up. Get that remote control and change your channel. You will not stay stuck. Change the channel. Get up. Get up. Rise up. Shift your mindset. Don't become a stumbling block to your own life. Get up. Get up. Put your hands in God's hands. Turn the channel. Turn the channel. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I love it when God brings back stuff to me. I love it. The nursery rhyme. He said, here we go again. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Come on, somebody. All the king horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But my God that carries us, come on, he carries us. He can put us back together again. You might have had a great fall. You might have was on that wall sitting. Amen, praise God, waiting for someone to help you. But the King of Kings is stopping by today. The Holy Ghost. He wants to help you along the way. He wants to love on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God today. Hallelujah. That sickness, that struggle with that finances, that legal issue, that wayward child, that demonic attack, Holy Ghost, that struggle with your health, that struggle with your marriage, that struggling in your job, Holy Ghost. We're going to finish strong because Jesus is going to stop by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The man said, ain't nobody to help me. Ain't nobody here to put me in the water. When the angels come to stir up the water, there's no one to help me. Glory to God. He said, when I go, amen, praise God, to get in somebody else just before me. Hallelujah, my son, the Holy Ghost. People of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The first to be last and the last to be first. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You're not, glory to God. You're not going to be last. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jesus, because I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Whatever struggle you go through, whatever bet that you never took up, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to shift your mindset, do a paradigm shift in your mind, and say, you know what? I'm tired of being in this one place. I'm tired of sitting here. I know Jesus is going to help me. I know that he's going to move higher. Glory to God. There's a power from heaven, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, that will help us with everything. All we got to do is ask him. My God, I say thank you. But when you ask him in faith. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. After 38 years. After, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He was able to get up. He was able, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to bless the name of the Lord for his story to be changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. After 38 years, this man had become the way of life. No one had ever helped him. He had no hope of ever being healed. The man's situation looked hopeless. But no matter how trapped you feel in your infirmity, God can minister to your deepest needs. Don't let a problem or a hardship cause you to lose hope. God has special work for you to do in spite of your situation, in spite of your condition, or even because of it. Many, 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 many have ministered effectively, come on, to the hurting people because they have triumphed over their own hurdles. According to the Pharisees, carrying the bed on the Sabbath was work and was therefore unlawful. How many know that Jesus will break the rules just for you? It did not break an Old Testament law, but it broke the Pharisees' interpretation of God's command to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. It was just one of 100 rules they had added to the Old Testament. Glory to God. People make up rules. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. They keep us in bondage. They wanted to make rules when Jesus was trying to heal the hurt man. But listen, people of God, there was something more important than healing him. Jesus wanted the soul of a man to be right. He wanted to ask the man, forgive him of his sins. The sins come first. That caught thought about Sando Holy Ghost. Glory to God. A man who hadn't walked for 38 years had been healed. But the Pharisees was more concerned about their petty rules than the life and health of a human being. The Jewish leaders saw both a mighty miracle of healing and a broken rule. They threw the miracle aside as they focused their attention on the broken rule because the rules was more important to them than the miracle. It is easy to get caught up in our man-made structures and rules that we forget the people involved, or your guideline for living God, man, or man-made. So we got to be careful that we don't live man-made rules. Hush, I told it about Santa, Holy Ghost, and let them come a stumbling block in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The man had been lame or paralyzed, and suddenly he could walk. This was a great miracle, but he needed an even greater miracle to have his sins forgiven. The man was delighted to be physically healed, but he had to turn from his sins and seek God forgiveness to be spiritually healed. Can I talk to us today? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God, forgiveness is the greatest gift you can ever receive. Don't neglect his gracious offer. He wants to heal our soul. He wants to for us to come to him and ask him, Lord, forgive me for my sin. After all that, Jesus heals the man. See, we got to understand, praise God, Holy Ghost. There's a formula and a pattern in life that he has given us. Jesus is more concerned about the soul of a man. The physical body, yes, he do. He heals us. Don't get me wrong. But he wants our soul to be right. He wants us to be right before him. He wants us to be meet for the master's table. This man, praise God, got up. Hey, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. He got up, people of God. Take up your bed and walk. But the ones who healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn himself, a multitude of being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him, come on, in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more. I want to talk to us today, lest a worse thing come upon you. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. I'm here today to declare the Holy Ghost. People of God, get ready to laugh again. Get ready to dance again. Get ready to praise the Lord Jesus Christ again. He is worthy of the praises. He is worthy of the honor. Get ready for the overflow. Get ready for the overflow of joy. Get ready for the overflow of blessings. Get ready for the overflow of laughter. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Whatever you're going through today, praise God. Begin to thank him. Thank him for everything that he ever done. Thank him, glory to God. He is the creator of all things. My God, I give him glory. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Just give him glory. Just give him the honor. Give him the praise because who he is. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning. He is the end of all things. He's the one that can heal you. He's the one that can touch you. He's the one that can bless you. He's the one that can pull you up. He's the one that can lift you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody be revived today. Pick up that bed and walk. Don't be content in the state that you're in right now. Give God the glory. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out with my state court of the most high, with my hands up in victory today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you. Praise our God this morning for his many blessings this morning. We thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God will work it out for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, glory to God, that you were blessed today. My Saturn and my Shandor, Holy Ghost. I pray, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are moving by his Holy Spirit. Blessings be upon you, people of God. Give God the glory today. Tell them thank you today. Thank you, God, that you have brought me this far and you have never left me. You said that you will never leave me nor forsake me, that you will be with me to the end of the world, people of God. Whatever state you're in right now, people of God, give God the glory, because right now, praise God, we are still yet here. Why be content with where you're at right now? Move forward. Pick up our bed and we're going to walk it out. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hope for, in the heavens is the things not seen. Let's walk it out, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let's give God all the glory today. Yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But beloved of God, King is coming to put those broken pieces back together. Your story is changing. All we have to do is submit to Jesus, and he will turn it over. Glory to God. Turn it over to him today. Oh, the Lord Jesus will pen the bestseller for you today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My life will speak for itself. Come on, somebody say, my life is going to speak for itself. When I go to glory, amen, praise God, they will know me that I have picked up my bed and walked. I made a difference in somebody's life. I helped somebody along the way. Glory to God. Touch the lives of somebody. Glory to God. Whatever you're going through, you are touching the Lord, my son, the Holy Ghost. You are touching somebody's life. Glory to God. I don't care how it looks, people of God. You are touching somebody's life. You are blessing to somebody. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will answer prayer to somebody. My God, I give them glory. With that being said, this is Reign of Glory Revival. Ministry is Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. And as I can see, praise God, this is our last Sunday of this month. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for you, you, and you for coming on this morning. Amen. I thank God for the blessings. Amen. Glory, my Shato Robo, Santo Holy Ghost, that he's going to bless you on today. May you smile today. Glory to God. May you be lifted today. May you be encouraged today. May you be lifted, my Saturn of my son, the Holy Ghost. May you be lifted on this day. Put a smile on your face. Give God the glory. Tell him thank you. Whatever state I'm in right now, God, I'm content. I'm a Saturn of my son, the Holy Ghost, because I know that Jesus will pass by and my story will change. Glory to God. Somebody's story is getting ready to change. And what it looks like right now, they won't stay the same. All you got to do, glory to God, is turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him work it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us bless the Lord in our time of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday. Amen. Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you. Amen. Praise God. She preached an awesome message of Psalms 27. Oh, glory to God, on this past week. It was an awesome message. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Waters. Amen, for coming forward with the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So be there. Amen. Glory to God, because truly the Lord is using her in a mighty way. Thursday at 6 p.m. same time. Amen. Praise God. 6 p.m. be there. Amen. Praise God. God wants to bless you. Want to keep the word spinning. Want to keep the wheel turning. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters, thank you for being who God called you to be. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget prayer time. Amen. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with me, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. 6 a.m. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. If you need to reach me, you can do so. Do so by dialing 302-883-9799. That is the ministry number. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank all of you. Amen. To send your tithes and your offering in. And truly, they're on the altar. They're being prayed over. Amen. And I pray supernatural miracles will take place in your life for being obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. For this ministry, knowing that the ministry is getting ready to do some things, is getting ready to do a women's conference. Not only a women's conference. Let me repeat that. Glory to God. Let me say it again. It's a men and women's conference coming up soon. I'm planning it now. Amen. Here in Bend, Oregon. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the ones that's sowing into that. Amen. I want to ask God to bless you in abundance. Amen. With that being said, amen. Let me pray. Glory to God. Get ready for some great things. Amen. Because God is still yet on the throne. Amen. He still loves you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're still his child. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ, HaMashiach, Holy Ghost, is rewriting your story, and nothing anyone can do to change it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to have your way, God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your word today, Father God. We thank you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, my God, I give him glory. We thank Holy Ghost, for moving into the house of your people, God, on today, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for for encouraging their hearts and lifting their minds today, God, shifting their minds, paradigm shift, catapulting them, God, to where you want them to be, God, because you have a Holy Ghost, because you have a destiny for us ahead, a journey ahead of us, God. You have, glory to God, made our way, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you have made our way prosperous, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, to crown them today with your loving kindness, God, your tender mercies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every home that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's any sickness, Holy Ghost, upon this altar today, God, I pray, God, because you said, yes, Holy Ghost, by your stripes we were healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray healing come to their homes, healing to their marriages, healing to their finances, healing to the bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. Healing in entire life, God, in Jesus' name. Bless their loved ones and glory to God. And I thank you, Father, for moving by your Holy Spirit on this day. God, as we rise up today, glory to God, that we will rise up in joy. We will rise up in praise. We will rise up, God, in the things of you. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen, amen. I got a song for you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday and a week ahead. God bless you.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now. Had not been
control.